This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning into the podcast where music inspires. This is the podcast where every week I interact with some of the most creative genius of our music industry to find out their creative discipline. In this podcast, artists share some inspiring notes from their life book, some lessons learned from their musical journey till date, and their way of dealing with challenges in life. I'm your host, Eva Bhatt, and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilogue Media. Subscribe to it so that you don't miss any episode. She has been on my wish list for a very long time for varied reasons. Mainly since she's fabulous as a musician, but also cause she's extraordinarily gifted, so young, and one of the few female music composers in the industry. And all this is simply inspiring. Her mint-fresh compositions, her unique voice texture, her quintessentially focused notes. She very well deserves to be one of the faces of the young generation of our country's musicians. Absolutely charged to get this podcast started, remotely connected with her sitting in her lovely farmhouse in Ludhiana, Punjab. Jasleen Royal with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on our podcast, Jasleen. And like, it's just amazing that, you know, we have been able to connect with you sitting in Ludhiana. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm in Ludhiana right now. Yes, let's get started. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
This calls for my absolute favorite song of yours, Maini, the song that you have composed, and lyrics are by Shiv Kumar Batalvi Saab.
Hanji, it's by Shiv Kumar Batalvi Saab. The lyrics of it, I had a book of him. So, and one day I just read this and I had a melody and I just put it on that and it happened.
Why not start this podcast with that song, Maini?
Sure. I'll just pick up my guitar. Okay. And here you go. This one's called Maini.
Maini mai mere geeta de naina vich birha diradak pare hatti addi raati uth ron mai mitran mai sanu neend na paaye ek baat samajh mein aaye ni maini meri maini 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 meri aankh ko neend suhaye mere nainu se khwab ki aari maini meri maini 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 meri neend bani banjari आपे नी मैं बालड़ी माए आप हले मैं मत्ता जोगी मत केड़ा है सुनुदवे माए नी माए नी माए दिल रतिया दो मोई डराए पीड़ ये पीड़ जी में चले पीड़े नी पीड़े ऐ प्यारे सीत जेड़ी सदा सूल ते बरे माए नी माए मेरे गीता दे नैना विच बिरह बिरड़क पवे.
Thank you
so much. Absolutely, like, you know, an absolute favorite song of mine. And, you know, it has such a warm, haunting kind of a quality. Like, it plays in loop in your head, you know, once you hear it, Maini, and with those signature lyrics by Shiv Kumar Batalvi Saab. First of all, you know, since you are right now in your hometown, Ludhiana, take us through your childhood. You know, listeners would really like to know more about you, you know, your musical background in your growing years, and how did music really happen? Like, you know, through your entire childhood, what are your memories?
Yeah,
related to music also?
I remember listening to A.R. Rahman's music a lot and listening to Lucky Ali's music. I would listen to Taal on repeat. And then later in my school years, I discovered Shankar Ehsaan Loy, Dil Chahta Hai. But Lucky Ali and Rabbi Shergill also, when I was in my high school, I heard Rabbi Shergill a lot. And so I think these are like my early impressionable memories of music. And I remember Vishal Bhardwaj's music also, like, used to attract me a lot. Like, Marches was one of my favorite albums. So, matlab mereko itna yaad hai. School mein kafi baja rahi thi. I used to play the guitar, I used to play the mouth organ. I picked up the mouth organ when I heard the Sholay tune. So, I used to play that a lot. I was also a loner kind of person, so I think I related with Jay's character in Sholay and just playing on the ledge of my balcony. So I say, but so shuru se thodi si thi, I think that's why got into Bollywood later.
Khas karke Punjabi folk ka koi khas influence ya koi khas aise artists jo aapne sune aur you know they just
I think maine hum bade hote hue jaise bachpan mein I used to go for weddings aur apni family ki weddings hoti thi usme like my chachi and my older sisters used to play the songs aise hota na jab wo dholak
ke aur
phulke ke aur chamach ke sath to aise aise kafi songs hai jisme mere jo song hai nazde ne sare usme bhi ab use aalu bade kar aa rahe to I'm sure maine wo bade hote hue hi suna hai to mere dimag mein hai and I remember jab main college mein thi I was coming back I was on the night bus and I was coming back to Ludhiana so aise wo dhabe pe rukti hai bus sab utarte ho chai vai peete ho to wahan pe bahut ek folk music kuch chal raha tha and I got really fascinated. So I went there and I asked what the music is, what the song is. So they gave me a pen drive full of folk music. I discovered Surinder Kaur Ji and Prakash Kaur Ji then. So I listened to them a lot. And Din Chagnada, like the song I did, is based on a folk meet or folk song. And say, the same track is played at her wedding. So it just like it completed its whole circle, you know. And it went viral and ऐसे होता है ना जब आप सुनते हो कि वायरल हो जाते हैं गाने वायरल हो जाते हैं तब तो मेरे को नहीं होता ऐसा वायरल हो जाते हैं मुझे लगता था कि इतना भी इजी नहीं होता यार आई एम इन बिजनेस आई एम इन द इंडस्ट्री और ऐसे तो नहीं हो जाते हैं वायरल गाने आई यू ऑलवेज थिंक कि हाँ जैसे सुनते नहीं गा रहे हैं वायरल हो गया ऐसे कैसे हो गया वायरल तो फिर जब वो वायरल हुआ तो लाइक वाओ ऐसे होते हैं वायरल लाइक बिकॉज़ द होल वर्ल्ड वाज लिसनिंग टू इट इट्स नंबर वन ऑन द चार्ट्स एंड आई वाज लाइक वाओ And I was getting congratulations messages. Wow, so happy. I was like, wow, I know, mother, you are happy, but it's not my wedding, you know. But yeah, I was like, a big thing to be a part of such a big celebration. You know, like the whole country was celebrating their marriage.
Yeah, absolutely right. Wow.
So I'll play you a different version, which I've done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
तेरी खुशियाँ देती है बेसाखियाँ मैं बारियाँ तेरे रंग देती है दूध मलाई वारियाँ तेरी जिद से लाडो मैं दुनिया सारी बारियाँ तेरी चुन्नी देती है चरखे चोखे वारियाँ दिल शगना दा छड़े आओ सखियों नी वेड़ा सड़गे हाँ मेरा सजना मिले आ सजना मिलन वादाईया नी सजन डो लेके आना नी मेरा सजना मेरा सजना मेरा सजना मिले सजना मिले सजना मिले
So I think it's there, like unknowingly it's there inside me, because like I've not made an effort to reach out to it, but it's reached out to me somehow.
Absolutely right. And आपने सुरेंद्र कौर जी और यू नो प्रकाश कौर जी का नाम लिया है, तो आई थिंक वी शुड डेफिनेटली लाइक यू नो हैव समथिंग फ्रॉम देयर यू नो कलेक्शन फॉर दोज लिसनर्स हु हैवंट येट हर्ड देम बिकॉज दे वर सच लेजेंड्स.
हाँ जी.
बाजरे दा चिट्टा वेसा चले ते मरोड़े लुटड़ा जांदा मैया, लुटड़ा जांदा मैया, लुटड़ा जांदा मैया वेसा गली विच्चों मोड़े. बाजरे दा चिट्टा, बाजरे दा चिट्टा वेसा चले ते मरोड़े लुटड़ा जांदा मैया, लुटड़ा जांदा मैया, लुटड़ा जांदा मैया वेसा गली विच्चों मोड़े. बाजरे दा चिट्टा, बाजरे दा चिट्टा. समझ लै.
Also, Jasleen, your music doesn't sound typical. Not generalizing or classifying music. You can't do that with, you know, any kind of music. But especially when you use folk tunes or songs, they are treated quite differently, and hence your music sounds so distinct.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I've always been a very old soul when it comes to lyrics, and I've always been attracted to like melodies, you know. Kabhi, like I said, like Shankar Ahsan Loy, A.R. Rahman, like Lakshya, all Amit Trivedi for that matter. All these people have like very roof se nikli hui jo melodies hoti hai na. Lazy melodies nahi hoti hai.
Yeah.
So aisa hota ki shit ye kahan se aayi, matlab kaise aayi. So that's what I try to do, like when I make something and jab aap banate ho cheeze, to bahut sari cheeze aati hai. Like if I try to make a song, I can make a song right now. But when I make a song, when I'm happy within, like, from inside, so mujhe pata hota hai ki shit, kuch bana hai, kuch hua. So andar se pata chalta hai ki kuch hua. So jab tak wo nahi hota hai mujhe, tab tak I don't present my song or, you know, like, consider it as a song. Like, otherwise, I can make a melody every day. But wo wali jo melody hai, jo mere ko kuch karti hai andar se, wo kabhi kabhi aati hai. And I make sure that main bole wohi music bahar nikalu. Okay, so I am a self-taught musician. इसलिए शायद मुझे लगता है कि मेरी म्यूजिक में ज्यादा रूल्स नहीं है, कुछ भी हो जाता है. तो जैसे दिल से बनाते रहते हैं, जो जो मुझे अच्छा लगता है, जो जो मेरे दिल को छूता है, जस्ट कीप पुटिंग इट डाउन. आई डोंट फॉलो अ स्ट्रक्चर. जैसे कि अगर आप गाने देखोगे, जहाँ तू चला या दिन चकना, तो ऐसी चीजें स्ट्रक्चर नहीं है. व्हाटएवर आई एम लाइकिंग एंड व्हाटएवर इज फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम इनसाइड, आई एम जस्ट पुटिंग इट डाउन. तो इनिशियली लाइक व्हेन आई वाज ग्रोइंग अप, आई ऑलवेज वांटेड टू बी अ म्यूजिक कंपोजर. तो मेरे को कभी नहीं लगता था कि सिंगर बनूंगी. तो बट व्हेन आई गॉट द गिटार, आई वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड अ लॉट ऑफ म्यूजिक इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स, बिकॉज़ आई थॉट आई हैड द नैक टू अंडरस्टैंड इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स मोर देन आई कुड सिंग. तो ऐसे करते करते आई गॉट द गिटार एंड स्टार्ट सिंगिंग. तो फिर वो एक सिंगिंग वाला बन गया. लाइक इट वॉज नॉट लाइक आई वॉन्ट बी अ सिंगर, यू नो, लाइक आई स्टार्ट सिंगिंग टू अकंपनी द गिटार. सो दैट्स हाउ आई डिस्कवर्ड माई calling to be a singer or this thing. But
right.
In my head, I'm a composer first.
Yeah, absolutely. When did you consciously decide, and how did it take place? Like, how did you, like, you know, decide to actually try it out in Mumbai, and how did, like, Bollywood happen?
I think it was always my plan to enter Bollywood, because I was always fascinated with A.R. Rahman, Amit Trivedi, Shankar Ahsan Loy, and these are all the figures that belong in Bollywood, or like
the Hindi movie industry, yeah.
Or Hunt. So, meko lagta tha ki my destination is always going to be Bombay. But I was on the way discovering other things when I went to college. So I was discovering the band culture and everything. So these are like many singles nikale. And I think when I was in class 3rd, 4th, or 4th, 5th. I decided like I want to be a musician for sure. And I used to be like really good at sports also. And there was a time when I wanted to be a cricketer. I am a leg spinner. And I used to go for my coaching, and I was going to play with the nationals and everything. So I had a lot of things that were but I don't know, something happened and I just went the other way. Like I selected music over cricket.
Yeah, but like, you know, entering the industry at such a, you know, young age with an unconventional style of music, an absolute newcomer, must have already been, like, must have already been a challenge. But also the fact that there are still very few female music composers.
Yeah. Haan, toh mainne kabhi aise nahi socha ki composers female hai ya male hai, mere dimag mein kabhi aisa aaya nahi. I was always like drawn to the music. See, I didn't care like if it's being made by a female or a male. मतलब मेरे को गाने से मतलब होता था कि wow what a song and I want to make such song. So मेरे दिमाग में शायद कभी उसे process ही नहीं किया कि will I be able to make it as a female or a male. Like for me it was never a job that required a specific gender.
Gender.
It was all about music and things are changing in the industry. There are a few more music composers, female composers now, and I hope like more people pick it up. क्योंकि आई थिंक वो भी है कि हमें बड़े होते हैं हमने सिर्फ फीमेल सिंगर्स के बारे में सुना है, कंपोजर्स के बारे में कम सुना है.
बिल्कुल.
तो और वो एक गैप तो है ही इन द मेल एंड द फीमेल द रेशियो. यस
रेशियो.
यस विल कैच अप एंड आई विश टू सी लाइक मोर फीमेल कंपोजर्स इन द की रोल्स लाइक कंपोजिंग म्यूजिक, प्रोड्यूसिंग म्यूजिक, लेबल हेड्स एंड एवरीथिंग. सो दैट विल बी ग्रेट एंड दिस समथिंग दैट इट्स
Did you ever face that kind of a you know reaction ever from anybody that oh my god you're so young will you be able to or something like that?
Yeah, I'm sure like people like sometimes it's hard for people to take you seriously because I look small also and whatever. But the plus side of it was that everyone used to be really polite to me. And I like to give it a go. Like, I think you listen and I'll just send you my song and then you decide. So I was always like, I never spoke numbers or the money or whatever. I got a meeting with people and I said, okay, let me send you the song and then we'll see. And I always believed in the music I'm going to be making. I was like, okay, it's okay, but I'm going to end up with a song, which is more important to me. And so when I sent it and they liked it, and then I said, okay, cool. So I was never like looking for a validation ki main bana sakti hu, aap mere pe yakeen to rakho.
Or trying to prove.
Haan, I was never trying to prove ki I can make or I cannot make. I said like, give me your 10, 15,
this is
20,
my music.
30 minutes, give me a brief. And I'll try to crack it. If you like it, it's cool. If you don't like it, fair enough. And I'll move on with the song in my hands. So that was my approach and I never... thought otherwise.
Wow.
Like actually the opposite has happened. I was working with Mr. Ajay Devgan and I had composed a song Radhe.
This is for Shivaya.
And and I made it for a male singer, keeping him in mind and everything, the brief I was given, and he was like, it's nice, but I don't want a male singer anymore. Like, I want you to sing it. I said, like, but sir, I've composed it, like, for you, for your character. And it's like, no, I'm going to change the screen, the treatment of the song because I want to keep your voice on it. So, you know, like, things like these have also happened. So it's not like male, female, mein aisa zyada music industry mein to nahi hai.
And your debut in Bollywood happened with, as a singer, it happened with Sneha Khanvalkar's beautiful song, Preet, in Khoobsurat.
Yeah.
That was like a lovely, lovely song. And I think everybody, you know, noticed your voice it really struck the right chord. So tell me about your experience of, you know, working with a female composer.
I'd always been a fan of her work. So when I called Amit Trivedi, I called Sneha. And she's like, yeah, I've heard your work and it's really interesting and I'll be in touch and whatever. And then I was in Bombay and I'd get a call from her like, are you here? Are you in Bombay? Where are you? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in Bombay here. Can you come tomorrow to my house? I want you to listen to the song and dub it. I was like, wow. Like, had I not been in Bombay, so I don't know how would have things turned out then. But yeah, so luckily I was in Bombay then. And I went to her house, we heard the song. And I loved it, absolutely loved it, the moment I heard it. And then she called me the next day to dub it at the studio. And she told me, दिन में नहीं करेंगे, रात को करेंगे, बिकॉज आई वॉन्ट यू टू साउंड टायर्ड. सो आई सेड लाइक ओके. एंड ही कॉल्ड मी इन द नाइट लाइक अराउंड 11, एंड द रिकॉर्डिंग वेंट टिल 2:30. सो वी रिकॉर्डेड बिकॉज शी वॉन्टेड लाइक अ टायर्ड साउंड ऑफ me on the song. So which is very interesting for me to, you know, see kaisa aisa bhi kar sakte, because she's known to experiment so much and kuch bhi upar taang cheeze karti hai wo, and but creatively karti hai. So it's very interesting. So I think that was a lovely, lovely experience to work with her.
Wow, it's, I can say if it's not that late in the night, but I think yeah. banta hai. Let's have Preet, if you can sing it for us.
जो मैं जानती के प्रीत कर रखो तो ढोल नगाड़ा पीटती कहती प्रीत न करियो. जो मैं जानती के मन खुद बैरी हो तो नगर डिंडोरा पीत तिकती प्रीत न करियो. काहे बोले ऐसे बोल, काहे बोले ऐसे बोल, तो नगर डिंडोरा पीत तिकती प्रीत न करियो. धीमा 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 बोल, धीमा 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 बोल, तो डोल लगाड़ा पीत तिकती प्रीत न करियो. जो मैं जानती के प्रीत में पागल हो तो ढोल नगाड़ा पीत तिकती प्रीत न करियो. जो मैं जानती के मन खुद बैरी हो तो नगर ढिंढोरा पीत तिकती प्रीत न करियो. प्रीत न करियो.
Wow, lovely, lovely. And so tell us about, you know, a couple of experiences of, you know, working with or collaborating with different artists. You know, some of the artists that you have always looked up to and you have worked with them. For example, yeah. Amit Trivedi in, you know, yeah. Dear Zindagi.
So like I've always like, you know, learned on the job. Like because my first thoughts have always learned by observing people or by this experimenting. So I remember like I was dying to work with Amit Trivedi, and I called him when I was in Delhi. मैंने उनको cold call किया था कि hi, I'm just seeing, I want to work with you. I was like okay cool, we'll do something, and he said okay. So then when I got my first award for my single Panchi Ho Jaawa, he presented me the award. So it was like, you know, like universe coming together, ki something like that. एंड मुझे सही लगा, मुझे लगा कि चलो उनको ये तो लगेगा कि मैंने फोन किया था कि ऐसी इट वाज नॉट अ वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम, लाइक टेक मी सीरियसली, लाइक इट्स मी. सो आई मेसेज हिम लेटर लाइक थैंक यू सो मच, इट वाज सो ग्रेट टू रिसीव द अवार्ड फ्रॉम यू, लाइक ऑल द बेस्ट, ग्रेट सॉन्ग एंड व्हाटएवर. एंड देन लेटर आई मूव टू बॉम्बे एंड ही कॉल्ड मी टू सिंग हिज जिंगल्स फॉर हिम, एंड देन ही कॉल्ड मी अगेन टू सिंग हिज जिंगल्स. तो मेरे को लगा फिर से फोन आया था, मुझे जिंगल करने के लिए बुला रहे होंगे, बट पर फिर मैंने देखा तो ही वाज लाइक दिस इज अ सॉन्ग I love you zindagi, and so fir love you zindagi hua, and he told me ye song hai, and then he gave me the full freedom. He stepped outside of the recording room ki tu kar le, this is what I wanted to explain it to you, and that's it. And I dubbed it and I went back home, and fir mujhe nahi pata tha ki 5-6 mahine ke baad wo gana would be the title track of Dear Zindagi, नहीं आएगा भी ही नहीं. आया तो ठीक है, मतलब आएगा तो ठीक है, मतलब I'm not gonna get attached कि नहीं आया, आया नहीं आया, but yeah, but it's not out of
the fact that you worked with him was
yeah, I was like more than happy कि हाँ कुछ तो करके आया. Yeah, so वही था, and then it became such a big hit. I was not expecting it at all.
Love You Zindagi, the song, used to be a favorite of my daughter when she was just 3, and even today when she's 4.5. You know, talking about your singing style and, you know, voice texture, I know that, you know, it's just natural, but as a music lover from your childhood days, which artist have you appreciated, you know, as a singer like which artist has always, you know, influenced you and, you know, have
I don't know, like I was
you.
More like into the singer-songwriter vibe always. I think like I love D.R. Rahman singing, I love Amit Trivedi singing, I love the Lucky Ali singing, Ravi Sehgal. So it was always like, I think I was very drawn to like the singer-songwriter vibe. Yeah, these are like few of my favorite voices. I love Shankar Mahadevan's voice.
Yes.
And Vishal Bharadwaj's voice. So meko zyada connect karti hai mere dimag mein, because then I know like aisa lagta hai ki like I don't know, like they're putting a part of themselves out there.
Lovely, lovely. And like you have sung in different languages also, like, you know, I think Rajasthani, Gujarati, Bengali. So how has that experience been? And
I think it's cool, like every language has a different
charm,
feel to it, and like a different melody to it. You know, like every word has a melody in it. So alag alag hota hai. Jaise I know, like maine bahut sare singers ko Punjabi gaya hai, so bahut sare non Punjabi singers ko apni compositions mein. So it's the same thing, like if I'm singing for someone else, you know. So I think it's fun, like, to learn more and more languages and to explore the diction, the dialect, and the natural delivery. So usse bhi aapka dimag kafi open hota hai. So I find it very fascinating.
Wow, lovely, amazing. And tell me, like, you know, how did Hitchki then happen? Such an important movie for, you know, YRF, you know, not just because being Rani's comeback movie, also yes. because of the subject, you know, the entire movie was a very significant movie from the yes. Yash Raj Films banner. So tell me about that particular experience. You did the entire soundtrack of Hitchki.
I think it was right after Baar Baar Dekho. I was doing some work in Yash Raj Studios and I happened to meet Manish Sharma, who's the producer of the film. And we struck a conversation and he's like, "Kaisa music banati hai? Kahan se aayi hai?" Woh sare se baat kar rahe the. Normally, ki mujhe aisa pasand hai. He's like, "What do you think of this song? What do you think of this song?" And I feel like I hate the song. I don't really Yash Raj song. And I said, "But I love this song." So I think he really liked the honesty of the feedback I was giving, because like if I like something, I like something. I don't like it. And if you ask me, then I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to be imposing my choices over you. Like, what are you listening to? It's your choice, whatever you listen to. But if you ask me, then I'm going to tell you. So I said, "Okay, we're going to do 5-5 sessions. So you go to one and we get free, come and play me some of the songs." And I said, "Cool." So I played him. And I remember playing him the melody of Teri Rasta, which became the theme of Rani Mukherjee's character, Naina. And he loved it so much, and that's how I got the film. I remember Adi loving it so much, Aditya Chopra. And it was his same favorite track from the film. So yeah, that's how it happened. I think it was pretty cool, yeah. Like, it was like, when I told that I was going to make it, it had all come together with that film. And just like, with Naina's different journey, where she's achieving her dreams and aspirations, and yahan pe mera soundtrack chal raha tha. So it was like very like we're in sync.
Kya baat hai, kya baat hai.
Yeah.
Lovely. Like you said, it was as if your own soundtrack. Also share with us those challenging times in your life as a musician and how you deal with them.
Obviously, like, you face composer's block and you feel burnt out. जब आप अटक जाते हो तो फटक जाते हो, आपको नहीं समझ आते कैसे करना, बिकॉज देयर इज नो प्रोसेस टू इट. तो फिर यू समटाइम्स यू टेक अ ब्रेक एंड समटाइम्स यू डोंट हैव द लिबर्टी टू टेक अ ब्रेक बिकॉज देयर आर डेडलाइंस एंड एवरीथिंग, एंड यू नेवर नो व्हाट इज गोना वर्क, व्हाट्स नॉट गोना वर्क. लाइक आप मतलब एक ही है कि जो आपको पसंद है पहले, सबसे पहले तो वो है, लाइक यू हैव टू पुट दैट आउट एंड देन यू हैव टू केटर टू द वर्ल्ड. तो मैं हमेशा यही फॉलो करती हूँ, पहले मैं जो मुझे पसंद आएगा, फिर आप देखो आपको पसंद आ रहा है कि नहीं. आई वाज मेक समथिंग अगेन. सो समटाइम्स यू गेट टायर्ड इन दिस प्रोसेस एंड व्हेन आई फेस अ कंपोजर्स ब्लॉक देन आई ट्राई टू ब्रेक माय रूटीन, या मैं कंफर्ट फूड खाती हूँ, बटर टोस्ट और चाय. अगर मैं ऐसा कुछ कर रही हूँ तो समझ लेना कि मतलब कुछ आई नीड सम कंफर्ट. तो ऐसा होता था यशराज की भी कैंटीन में, कैफेटेरिया में कभी कभी ऐसी शामें होती थी कि मैं खा रही हूँ चाय ब्रेड और ये सब. तो मनीष शर्मा यू से कम टू मी, लाइक क्या हो गया भाई आज.
लवली
गिव अवे कि हाँ भाई इसको थोड़ा रैप टॉक की जरूरत है. तो ऐसा हो रहा था.
सो क्यूट सो नाइस.
या सो आई ब्रेक माय रूटीन आई गो फॉर अ वॉक एंड देन आई अप्रोच इट फ्रेश. सो चैलेंजेस आर देयर इन एवरी जॉब बट या.
Yeah, and you also learn and, you know, get inspired by, you know, the people that you work with.
I don't know, like, I love how Amit Trivedi casts the voices in his songs. It's very different. It always sounds something new and fresh and very apt. Like Kanika Kapoor for Dada Daste.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm always, like, very, like, London to Magdame, Sonu Kakkar and Neha Kakkar both and... तो मेरे को बहुत ही सही लगता है वो कैसे सोचते हैं कैसे करते होंगे. मैं बहुत फैशनेट होती हूँ तो ऐसी ऐसी छोटी छोटी चीजें हैं जिससे मैं फैशनेट होते रहती हूँ जो लोग करते हैं. जैसे लाइक आई रिमेम्बर मीटिंग वन ऑफ द डायरेक्टर्स आई वाज वर्किंग विद. सो आई सेड लाइक हाउ डू वर्क विद द कंपोजर्स ब्लॉक्स लाइक ओवर द टाइम योर मसल मेमोरी गेट्स डेवलप एंड मेक इट अ हैबिट टू यू नो लाइक मेडिटेट एंड डू इट लाइक डू सम इनर सर्चिंग एंड एवरीथिंग. तो हो जाता है तो सब you know learned that thing from her so it really helped me to understand thoda bahut jo process mujhe pata hai ki kaise compose karte hain and like how A.R. Rahman doesn't have a structure in his songs like kuch bahut sari melodies change hoti rehti hain so I feel very ki ha matlab kar sakte hain like I don't feel restricted when I see all these people so I feel like kar sakte hain yeah that's what I keep up from everyone.
Wow, absolutely fantastic. Let's have you sing any particular song of yours. I think one song that I really like is Nit Nit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if we could have a little bit of that.
Sing a few lines, you.
चंगा मुंडा बोलन च औखा दस की है कौन सी गलत ते कौन ही सही है. तेरे मेरे विच वेख आगी जिंदगी है मन दा दिल कदी मन दा नहीं है. मन दा दिल कदी मन दा नहीं है सच के नी आया है. तू मेरी एक दिन हो जाना है यारा तेरा गया कुछ नहीं मेरा रहा कुछ नहीं गल्ला करा सच नहीं ओ तेरा गया कुछ नहीं मेरा रहा कुछ नहीं गल्ला करा सच नहीं तेरा गया कुछ नहीं मेरा रहा कुछ नहीं गया करा सच नहीं.
Thank you so much. The video is also very, you know, nicely shot. And I think your Pooch has done a cameo in it. Is it your?
Yes.
What's his name?
Kobe.
Wow. Yeah. So for those who haven't yet checked it out, go check it out on Jasleen Royal's YouTube channel. It's a lovely video. Last year has been quite eventful for you, if you can say, you know, right from Gully Boy and Kesari, you know, your songs in Gully Boy and Kesari. So tell me about that particular time.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Yeah, because I was working on such huge films and with the people I really look up to. Like it's been a dream to work with Joya Akhtar. Then I got a chance to work with her and to be a part of a film like Gully Boy. I think it's like every singer songwriter's dream, like to be able to do what you want to do and to do it on such a big platform and under the guidance of like. Just such a talented director, like one of the best we have. So I don't think I could have asked for something else or something more. And even Kesari for that matter, because it's something like really close to my heart. Because I come from Punjab and it's something like I've grown up with. And it was like a prayer which I sang in the film. So that was like really, really close to me. And to get appreciated for all of these things and to get the awards or whatever. So I think one cannot ask for more. That's all I can say.
So Jasleen, any suggestions for the newcomers, upcoming talent out there from your experience?
Yeah, I've always been saying that keep subsidiaries mein pehli baat karegi jo aapko pasand hai pehle aap usko dekho. Like don't run after the trends and don't run after like what people are liking around you. Jo aapko khushi deta hai, jo aapko sukoon deta hai aur jo aapko kuch karta hai andar se, ab wo karo. And then that's how the way I have done it, and I think that's the right way, because jab aapko pasand aayega tabhi dusre ko pasand aayega. So just go for it and don't think too much and just put it out there, and you know, like, and never think like you're not ready, you're never ready. Just go and learn on the go.
Thank you, Jasleen. It was lovely having you on the podcast.
It is amazing. It was very well researched. Aur matlab humne sab kuch cover kara mere childhood se tak. I think I've never done that in a single interview. And thank you so much for asking me such insightful questions. And it was amazing to be on your podcast. Thanks a lot. Good
night. Thank you so much, Jasleen.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
While senior artists on this podcast enrich us with their phenomenal experience, young musicians like Jasleen revive us, charge us with their fresh energy, newer ways of thinking. Like she said, don't wait too long sitting over it, rather put it out and see the results for yourself. Learn from every experience and learn on the go. Also, it's heartwarming to have a young musician who's bringing in India's folk music to everyone's ears and carving a niche kind of a sound through her independent as well as Bollywood music. So guys, share with me your experience of listening to this podcast. Write to me at eva.bhatt@9xmedia.in. You can connect with me on Instagram at @evabhattpodcast. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the podcast on Epilog Media, the website, so that you don't miss any episode. You can also enjoy the videos of our previous episodes on the official YouTube channel of 9XM and Spotlamp. Just search 9XM Soundcast on YouTube. I will talk to you guys next Wednesday with a fresh episode. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. You were listening to 9XM Soundcast on Epilog Media.